Welcome to Chapter 6, where we dive into the balance of payments, a cornerstone of global economics. This concept captures every financial transaction between a country and the rest of the world, offering a snapshot of economic health. By understanding its components, current, capital, and financial accounts, we can uncover how nations maintain stability amidst global financial pressures. Let's explore the intricate dynamics that shape economies and their interactions on the world stage. Understanding the balance of payments is essential for grasping how countries interact economically and manage their financial stability. By the end of this session, you will gain insights into the key components of the balance of payments, the factors influencing global economic imbalances, and the mechanisms used to address these challenges. These objectives will equip you with the knowledge to analyze economic trends, evaluate financial risks, and understand the role of international systems in maintaining economic stability. The Balance of Payments, or BOP, is a vital economic tool that records all transactions between a country and the rest of the world. It is divided into three main accounts: the current account, the capital account, and the financial account, each capturing specific types of economic activities. The BOP data is crucial for understanding currency value fluctuations, as trade surpluses can lead to currency appreciation, while deficits may cause depreciation. Additionally, the BOP acts as a key indicator of a nation's economic health, reflecting its trade performance and international competitiveness. To ensure accuracy, the BOP is maintained using double-entry bookkeeping, where all credits and debits are balanced. The Balance of Payments, or BOP, is a critical record of all economic transactions between a country and the rest of the world. It provides insights into a nation's economic health, trade performance, and financial stability. The BOP is divided into three main accounts: the current account, which tracks trade in goods and services; the capital account, which records capital transfers; and the financial account, which monitors investments. Imbalances in the BOP, such as a deficit, can lead to foreign exchange shortages and economic instability, while a surplus can indicate economic strength. By analyzing BOP data, policymakers and analysts can understand currency dynamics, trade competitiveness, and a country's potential as a global business partner. The Balance of Payments is divided into three main accounts, each serving a unique purpose. The current account focuses on transactions involving goods, services, and income, such as trade and remittances. The capital account, on the other hand, deals with changes in ownership of assets, including capital transfers and non-financial assets. The financial account tracks investments, including foreign direct investments, portfolio investments, and reserve assets managed by the central bank. These accounts are interdependent, as a surplus in one is balanced by a deficit in another, ensuring the overall balance of payments remains zero. Together, they provide a comprehensive view of a country's economic health and its position in the global economy. The Balance of Payments is divided into the current account and the capital account, each serving distinct purposes. The current account tracks transactions in goods, services, and income, directly affecting national income. For example, exports bring cash inflows, while imports result in outflows. The capital account, on the other hand, records changes in ownership of foreign assets, such as investments and loans, influencing a country's asset base. These two accounts are interconnected. A surplus in one is offset by a deficit in the other, maintaining overall balance. Understanding this relationship is crucial for analyzing a nation's economic health and global interactions. The current account is a key component of the balance of payments, reflecting a country's economic transactions with the rest of the world. It includes merchandise and services, such as goods like smartphones and services like consulting. Primary income covers earnings from foreign investments, including dividends and interest. Secondary income involves transfers like aid, grants, and gifts between countries. Together, these components form the current account balance, which provides a snapshot of a nation's financial exchanges in the present. Understanding these elements is crucial for analyzing global economic interactions and a country's financial health. Current account transactions are a key component of the balance of payments, reflecting a country's economic exchanges with the world. For international trade, an example is when an Indian company purchases clothing from Bangladesh, resulting in a cash outflow and a debit entry. Conversely, when the South African government pays Infosys for consulting services, it creates a cash inflow and a credit entry. In primary income, an Indian investor receiving dividends from a German company is a cash inflow, while Indian oil paying interest to the Bank of Tehran is a cash outflow. Secondary income includes transactions like the Government of India providing medical aid to Brazil, which is a cash outflow, and the US government granting funds to Indian scientists, which is a cash inflow. These examples illustrate the diverse nature of current account transactions and their impact on a nation's economic position. The capital account is a critical part of the balance of payments, recording the net change in ownership of foreign assets. It includes components like direct foreign investment, where businesses establish operations or acquire assets abroad, and portfolio investment, which involves financial assets like stocks and bonds without direct control. Other capital investments, such as loans and financial transactions, also fall under this account. Importantly, the capital account is closely linked to the current account. For instance, a surplus in the current account is offset by a deficit in the capital account, ensuring the balance of payments remains balanced. Understanding these dynamics is essential for analyzing a country's economic health and global interactions. The current and capital accounts are two key components of the balance of payments, and their relationship is deeply interconnected. The current account focuses on payments for goods, services, and income, while the capital account deals with investments and asset ownership changes. A surplus in the current account is always balanced by a deficit in the capital account, and vice versa, reflecting the flow of funds between a country and the rest of the world. Persistent imbalances in these accounts can have significant economic implications, such as over-reliance on foreign capital or trade tensions. Additionally, measurement errors can sometimes distort the reported data, making it crucial to ensure accuracy in bulk calculations. Understanding this interdependence is essential for analyzing a nation's economic health and global interactions. The balance of payments framework is divided into the current and capital accounts, each serving distinct purposes. The current account focuses on transactions related to goods, services, and income, directly influencing a country's national income. In contrast, the capital account deals with changes in ownership of foreign assets, such as investments, and impacts asset holdings rather than income. A current account surplus indicates a country earns more from exports than it spends on imports, while a capital account surplus shows strong foreign investment inflows. Key components of the current account include merchandise, services, and income flows, whereas the capital account includes direct and portfolio investments. Understanding these differences is crucial for analyzing a nation's economic health and global financial interactions. The International Monetary Fund has developed a unique framework for defining the balance of payments, which is also adopted by organizations like the OECD and the United Nations. One key distinction is the use of the term financial account to include transactions that other definitions might place under the capital account. Additionally, the IMF redefines the capital account to focus on a smaller subset of transactions, previously part of the current account. The current account itself is divided into three subcategories: the goods and services account, the primary income account, and the secondary income account. This structured framework provides a clearer understanding of a country's economic transactions facilitating better analysis and policy making on a global scale. Balance of payments imbalances arise from various factors, each with significant economic implications. Current account deficits occur when a country imports more than it exports, leading to increased borrowing or foreign ownership of assets. A visible trade deficit, where the value of imported goods exceeds exports, is another common cause. The basic deficit, which includes the current account and foreign direct investment, can also strain financial stability. Additionally, measurement errors and omissions, such as delays in reporting transactions, contribute to imbalances. These issues can result in increased national debt, reduced foreign investment, and even currency crises, posing challenges to a nation's economic health. Reserve assets are essential tools for nations to manage their balance of payments. These assets include the IMF account, special drawing rights, and monetary gold, each serving unique purposes in international finance. For instance, SDRs are created by the IMF and facilitate payments between countries. Gold has historically provided stability under the gold standard. Globally, the US dollar dominates reserve holdings, accounting for 65% of reserves as of 2009, followed by the euro and other currencies. This dominance benefits the US with lower borrowing costs, but also pressures it to maintain a current account deficit. Recent trends show a shift towards using non-traditional currencies like the renminbi in international trade, reflecting a diversification in reserve asset usage. The International Monetary System, or IMS, is a vital framework that supports global trade and investment. It consists of rules, conventions, and institutions that enable smooth economic transactions between countries. One of its key roles is to provide mechanisms for addressing balance of payments imbalances. By ensuring international liquidity and facilitating payment settlements, the IMS plays a crucial role in maintaining global economic stability. These mechanisms include adjusting exchange rates to influence trade competitiveness, modifying internal prices and demand to balance surpluses, and employing rules-based agreements like the Bretton Woods system. Exchange rate adjustments play a crucial role in balancing a nation's payments. When a currency appreciates, exports become less competitive and imports become cheaper, which can help address a current account surplus. Conversely, depreciation makes imports more expensive and exports more competitive, aiding in correcting a deficit. In a floating exchange rate system, these adjustments occur naturally based on supply and demand dynamics. However, in a managed system, governments may intervene to stabilize the economy or address imbalances. Additionally, factors like interest rate differences and speculative activities also influence exchange rates, adding complexity to their role in the balance of payments. Surplus countries like Germany often face the challenge of rebalancing their economies when exchange rate adjustments are not feasible. A current account surplus typically reflects an excess of earnings over spending, which translates into higher savings or investments. To address this, governments can encourage consumer spending, reducing the tendency to save and redirecting funds into the economy. Fiscal policies, such as running a government deficit, can also offset private savings and stimulate demand. Additionally, corporations can be incentivized to reinvest their profits into domestic projects, further reducing surpluses. These measures not only help balance the economy, but also mitigate risks like inflation or asset bubbles, ensuring sustainable growth. Rules-based adjustments are a strategic approach where nations agree to fix their exchange rates and address imbalances through negotiated changes. A historical example of this is the Bretton Woods system, which used fixed but adjustable exchange rates to maintain stability. Adjusting exchange rates can help correct surpluses or deficits by influencing the competitiveness of exports and the cost of imports. Additionally, surplus countries can contribute by increasing internal demand or government spending, which helps balance the current account. These mechanisms are vital for maintaining global economic stability and ensuring countries can manage their financial obligations effectively. A balance of payments crisis arises when a country struggles to pay for essential imports or service its external debts, often leading to a sharp decline in its currency's value. These crises are usually preceded by large capital inflows, which later reverse, causing economic instability. Firms in the affected country face significant challenges, as their revenues are in local currency, while their debts are often in foreign currency. Governments may attempt to stabilize the situation by raising interest rates, but this can further depress economic activity. Interestingly, a weaker currency can also have positive effects, such as boosting export competitiveness and reducing imports, which may improve the current account balance and stimulate economic growth. The balance of payments accounts provide a detailed view of a country's economic interactions with the world. Credit transactions, which earn foreign currency, are recorded as positive items, while debit transactions, involving spending, are negative. A current account surplus reflects reliance on domestic savings and an increase in external wealth, whereas a deficit indicates dependence on foreign capital and a decrease in wealth. The BOP also links national income to spending, showing how imbalances are financed and their long-term effects on wealth. External wealth, measured as the net value of foreign assets and liabilities, determines whether a country is a global lender or borrower. Persistent imbalances can harm economic health by slowing demand, discouraging investment, and reducing export competitiveness. The balance of payments accounting system is built on the principles of credit and debit. When a transaction earns foreign currency for a nation, it is recorded as a credit or a positive item. Conversely, when a transaction involves spending foreign currency, it is recorded as a debit or a negative item. A current account surplus reflects a deficit in the financial account, while a deficit indicates reliance on foreign capital. These imbalances directly influence a nation's external wealth, determining whether it is a net lender or borrower in the global economy. Understanding these principles is crucial, as they reveal the broader economic implications, such as growth potential, foreign investment attractiveness, and trade dynamics. When investing internationally, businesses and nations face several financial risks that can significantly impact economic stability. Political risk arises from instability or unfavorable changes in a foreign country's government or laws. Transfer risk involves restrictions on moving funds out of a country, which can hinder profit repatriation. Operational risk focuses on regulatory changes that may increase costs or disrupt business operations. Control risk includes uncertainties about property rights and the potential for expropriation by the host government. Credit risk highlights the lack of legal protections or the possibility of a foreign government defaulting on its obligations. Lastly, country risk combines political and credit risks, reflecting broader uncertainties in a host country's economic environment. Understanding these risks is crucial for making informed investment decisions. Regulatory bodies play a pivotal role in maintaining financial stability, both at the national and international levels. National frameworks include governance structures, deposit insurance, and emergency financing to ensure domestic financial health. On a global scale, the international financial architecture, supported by institutions like the IMF and BIS, coordinates efforts to stabilize markets. Key organizations such as the Financial Stability Board and IOSCO address specific areas like securities regulation and systemic risks. In Europe, supranational regulators like the European Banking Authority identify risks and provide policy recommendations. Together, these bodies ensure the integrity and resilience of the global financial system. Research organizations are essential in improving the global financial system's transparency and effectiveness. They analyze complex financial systems to identify risks and inefficiencies, providing a solid foundation for understanding global economic interactions. By publishing findings and policy recommendations, they aim to enhance financial transparency and stability. Institutions like the World Economic Forum and the Global Financial Markets Association facilitate discussions among experts to address pressing global financial issues. Additionally, these organizations focus on balance of payments analysis, offering insights that guide international economic policies and help manage financial crises. Their evidence-based recommendations are invaluable for governments and financial institutions in shaping effective economic strategies. Global financial pressures can have profound effects on a country's economic stability and balance of payments. Sovereign defaults, where governments fail to meet debt obligations, often lead to higher interest rates and reduced creditworthiness. To manage debt, some governments resort to inflation or currency devaluation, though these measures can create additional economic challenges. A sovereign debt crisis may occur when short-term bonds or foreign currency debts become unmanageable, especially during economic downturns. To address such issues, frameworks like the BRICS Contingent Reserve Arrangement provide a financial safety net, offering $100 billion to member countries facing balance of payments pressures. These mechanisms are crucial in maintaining economic stability amidst global financial uncertainties. Sovereign default happens when a government cannot or chooses not to repay its debt in full. This can occur due to excessive borrowing, reliance on short-term bonds, or currency mismatches. Governments may attempt to reduce their debt burden through inflation or devaluation, but these measures can lead to economic instability. The consequences of default are severe, including exclusion from credit markets, asset seizures, and domestic political challenges. Historically, creditor nations have even resorted to force, though modern defaults are typically managed through negotiations. To avoid such crises, governments must adopt sustainable fiscal policies and diversify their debt instruments. The BRICS Contingent Reserve Arrangement, or CRA, is a financial framework established by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa to address short-term balance of payments pressures. With a total capital of $100 billion, the CRA provides liquidity support and precautionary measures to its member nations. Each country contributes a specific amount, with China being the largest contributor at $41 billion, and South Africa contributing the least at $5 billion. The arrangement also determines access to funds and voting rights, with China having the highest access and influence. This initiative reflects the increasing cooperation among BRICS nations and serves as an alternative to traditional institutions like the IMF, aiming to enhance financial stability and resilience among its members. India, as a developing nation, often faces a deficit in its balance of payments due to its reliance on foreign capital and technology. This deficit is primarily driven by the need to import essential goods like machinery and technology for industrial growth. Such high import dependency can lead to a higher outflow of foreign exchange, putting pressure on the Indian rupee and increasing the risk of currency depreciation. To tackle these challenges, the government employs strategies like promoting exports, attracting foreign direct investment, and negotiating trade agreements. In the long term, India focuses on enhancing domestic production capabilities and fostering a competitive export sector to achieve a more sustainable balance of payments. Devaluation refers to the deliberate reduction in the value of a country's currency within a fixed exchange rate system. This makes foreign currencies more expensive, encouraging exports and discouraging imports. While it can help boost exports, shrink trade deficits, and reduce the cost of sovereign debt, it also comes with significant risks. These include inflation, increased burden of foreign denominated debt, and the potential for competitive devaluations among nations. Historically, devaluation has been used as a tool to address economic challenges. But in modern economies, it must be applied cautiously to avoid global market instability and long-term harm. Countries often pursue devaluation policies for strategic economic reasons. By lowering the value of their currency, they make their exports more affordable and competitive in the global market, which can boost economic growth. Devaluation also helps reduce trade deficits by making imports more expensive and exports cheaper, improving the balance of payments. Additionally, it eases the burden of foreign-denominated debt as the real cost of servicing such debt decreases. Higher import costs can also encourage domestic production, benefiting local industries and employment. Lastly, devaluation serves as a tool to address broader economic imbalances, such as persistent trade deficits or low foreign reserves, by realigning currency values. Devaluation is a strategic tool used by countries to achieve economic objectives. By making a country's goods cheaper for foreign buyers, it boosts exports and supports domestic industries. It also helps reduce trade deficits by discouraging imports and encouraging exports. For governments with foreign-denominated debt, devaluation lowers the real cost of repayments, easing financial burdens. However, it comes with risks, such as market volatility, higher costs for imports, and the potential for competitive devaluations among nations. Overall, while devaluation can stabilize the balance of payments, it requires careful management to avoid long-term economic instability. Devaluation of a currency can have significant impacts on an economy. By lowering the value of the domestic currency, exports become cheaper for foreign buyers, boosting demand for local goods. At the same time, imports become more expensive, discouraging domestic consumers from purchasing foreign products. This shift can help stabilize the balance of payments by reducing the outflow of foreign currency reserves. While these short-term benefits can provide relief to struggling economies, devaluation also comes with long-term challenges. Inflation may rise as the cost of imported goods increases, potentially reducing the purchasing power of consumers. Understanding these dynamics is crucial for evaluating the overall impact of devaluation on an economy. In this lesson, we explored the intricate concept of the balance of payments (BOP), a vital economic framework that records a country's transactions with the rest of the world. We delved into the components of BOP, including the current, capital, and financial accounts, and their interdependence. The lesson highlighted the causes of BOP imbalances, the role of reserve assets, and the mechanisms of exchange rate adjustments. We also examined the impact of global financial pressures, the concept of devaluation, and its implications on economic stability. Finally, we discussed India's unique challenges in managing its BOP and the role of international regulatory bodies in ensuring financial stability.